Hi, I'm Mindy. I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents.
Hi, I'm Marshall, and I'm on Team Kids.
And I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids. And this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
We have our very favorite guests back today, Uncle Mike and Savannah. Say hi, Mike and Savannah.
Hey, Mike and Savannah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us back.
We're very excited to have you back. We always love having guests, and we love having you guys because A, you're my brother and my niece, and B, because you add to both Team Parents and Team Kids, which we love.
Yes, absolutely.
So we talked a little bit before we started recording about our topic today. Elena, do you want to share with people what it is?
Our topic today is Disney parks.
Disney parks, Disney theme parks. So Disneyland, Disney World, a few international Disney parks questions. And I think Mike and Savannah will be very good guests to have on because they know a lot about Disney parks.
And we go often.
Yeah, you live close to a Disney park and you go quite a bit. Yes. Well, and Mike, you've worked for Disney.
I worked for Disney. I am a Disney fan.
Are you a Disney? Do you consider yourself a Disney adult?
Yeah, I'm a reformed Disney adult.
Okay.
That's what I consider myself.
All right. Good. Well, I was making these questions, researching the questions, and it was really hard because I did not know how much you guys are going to know. So we'll just do our best and see how it goes.
Who knows? I don't want to say I'm a little rusty, but we'll see. Well, I'm excited to find out. I'm excited to find out and test my knowledge here.
Well, Mike and Savannah, we're relying on you because I feel like you've got the Disney knowledge. So we'll pitch in as much as we can.
Well, I have taken a park on Disney history by Mickey Mouse. I went to Disney College for a while. So
it's pretty standard format today. I have 5 questions in round 1, except that I have some bonus questions in here. So 5 questions is in round 1, but question 5 has a bonus question attached for an extra point. And then 5 questions in round 2 that are harder with 2 points. And then there is like quite a few bonus points you can rack up on the very last question because there's like more information you could give to get like potentially like 6 points, I think, out of the last question.
Okay.
There's quite a bit of points that can be had. So if someone is not doing well, they could make up for it.
Okay, fair.
And,
I like that.
And kids, you guys have general kind of Disney parks trivia, like what's the fastest or what's the oldest or the tallest types of things. Zach and Mike, you have a specific, parents, you have specific history of the parks questions.
Gotcha. Okay, so I got to know like Walt Disney's weight or something like
yeah, like his tax ID number.
Okay.
Not quite that detailed. Okay, so should we start? There's going to be 10 seconds of music after every question, so you can play along at home. Okay, kids question 1. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
This is a question that we will be helped out if you are a devoted podcast listener because it has come up on our other episodes. Okay, so I'm going to give you multiple choice, kids. Which of these has not been a slogan for Disneyland or Disney World in the past? Is it A, the happiest place on earth? B, the most magical place on earth? C, where dreams come true? Or D, a pretty okay park with slow and steady rides if you like that sort of thing? Which of those has not been a Disney slogan?
It's the last one.
It's the last one
because I remember this in a podcast.
It's C.
I'm like, I don't really like Disney
C.
because it's just a park with slow and steady rides.
Or DM.
Yeah.
I brought that up in a podcast.
That's the slogan that Marshall thinks it should have. A pretty okay park with slow and steady rides if you like that sort of thing. But that's not his actual slogan. They have, all the others have been Disney slogans. Have you heard any of those, Savannah? Have you heard Disney called the most magical place on earth, or the happiest place on earth, or where dreams come true? Have you heard those things?
Yeah, I really only heard the one where the dreams come true and the most magical place on earth.
Right. So the happiest place on earth is Disneyland, and you're probably closer to Disney World. So you probably hear the others too a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. All my friends like Disneyland, so I hear the happiest place on earth a lot.
Right. Right. We're closer to Disneyland where we live. Point for the kids. Parents. Parents, question one. Also, multiple choice. So parents, starting pretty easy. What date did Disneyland open? Was it A, May 17th, 1945, B, June 17th, 1950, C, July 17th, 1955, or D, August 17th, 1960? Tried to space those out for you. Enough, hopefully.
Mike, I'm already in trouble.
I believe that is C, the summer of 55.
Yes, indeed it is. See, I knew he'd help you out. I had to make these hard, Zach, for Mike. So our parents, Mike's knowledge might make your questions a little more difficult. They're not all super difficult. Yeah, you're right. July 17th, 1955 was the date Disneyland first opened, and it was the first Disney park.
So from what I understand, that they were rushing to get the parks open, and the cement wasn't like completely, like totally finished because it was so hot that guests were like literally getting their shoes like stuck in the cement on those first days of the blistering heat of California in the summer of 55. So I remember that the first couple of months were highly problematic over at the grand opening of Disneyland.
So that might lead to actually another question we have coming up. So we'll talk maybe more about that later. Maybe yes. A little more. Okay. So kids, question two. What is the name of the street you first encounter when you enter Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom in Disney World? What is the name of the street you see when you first go into the park? Multiple choice. A, Disney Avenue. B, Mickey Street. C, Main Street, USA. Or D, Don't Choose This Street, USA.
Okay, so it's
Ocean
the,
Abbey.
It's neither of the last two.
Oh, it's not.
Don't Choose This Street, USA. You think it's that?
Savannah, I think Savannah said it. Say it again, Savannah.
I think I heard it too.
Main Street, USA.
Main Street, USA. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So that's right. You've heard that before, Savannah. Yeah, you've heard it called that.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
So that is only the name of that street in Disneyland and Magic Kingdom, because in Tokyo Disneyland is called World Bazaar, and that's the equivalent to Main Street USA, and Mickey Avenue is in Shanghai Disney. And actually, I think Disney Paris is also Main Street USA, though I don't know why, because it's in Paris. But not every single Disney has Main Street USA, but Disney World and Disneyland do. All right, Mike, and you just throw any info you want, as like tidbits.
Well, I don't know what's going to come up as a question later.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I'm a little worried, too, because
right.
I could be
okay,
like...
Okay, then don't ruin my questions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, parents, question two. I wasn't going to give you multiple choice for this. I don't think you'll need it. Parents, question two. In order to keep the park a secret... What name did Walt Disney refer to Disney World as in his initial land purchases and business dealings?
Mm-hmm. So it was technically like called like 8 different things. But the one I think you're looking, because he actually like, he got like a bunch of different of these like fake shell companies to buy up the land.
Yes.
And on Main Street, there's like, they list them all actually in the window. But the main one I think here is Reedy Creek Improvement District.
Oh, right? I will take that. That is one of them, I believe. I was looking for, you know more about it than I do, so I'm going to give you that. I was looking for the Florida Project.
The Florida Project was like the in-house code for it.
Yes, that's
like
what
they told you. Yeah, that like the in business code. Yes.
So,
Yes.
So in 1963 and 1964. Walt bought land with secret corporation names, many of them, to keep the land prices low. So that's why he was doing that, because he didn't want people to know it was him, because Disneyland had been around for like 8 years at that point. But then the Florida Sentinel ran a story and people thought it was him. So he bought his first acre in Florida for $80, and he bought the last acre for $80,000 because people knew it was him. So, but that's a little bit about why they were doing that.
For sure. They actually, like some of the companies like caught on so much that they just like held out. Like, so if you ever look at like Walt Disney World on a map, it's not shaped perfectly. It's like, looks like a weird jigsaw puzzle, because they were literally like, we're like, well, I guess we're not getting that plot of land because the prices is just too crazy.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense. You got to do what makes investment sense. All right. Kids, question 3. What chewy substance can you not buy in any Disney park?
Do we get a multiple choice?
You do not. I gave you plenty of hints in that question. What chewy substance can you not buy in any gum. Disney park?
Gum.
Savannah, do you think you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's gum.
Gum.
Has anyone? Sure.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be able to buy gum? I could buy like a Tootsie Roll, but not gum. Why do you think you cannot buy gum?
Because a lot of people like to stick it on things like rides or furniture.
Yes. So you can bring your own gum in you, but you cannot buy it.
Probably not Starburst either. They probably don't sell Starburst.
I don't know about that. But you swallow Starburst.
If you ever rode Terror Ride in the 90s, a lagoon in Utah, you'll know why. The whole wall was just covered in other people's disgusting gum.
Oh, and there's like a whole gum wall at the Spider. At Lagoon, there's like a little gum wall.
Yeah. That's why there's no gum. And I'm sure that you can bring gum from the outside, so I'm sure they're still peeling gum off stuff, but
they're very quick to try to get it removed.
Okay. Parents, question 3. Getting a little harder. We're already going hard. Zach, how are you feeling? You're being quiet.
I think I'm going to join Team Kids, because I am killing it at those kids questions.
Good job. All right. Parents, question 3. What was the last attraction that Walt Disney personally supervised before his death?
Oh.
And his death was in 1966. So there was an attraction at Disneyland, because it was the only land that was created by then, that he personally supervised.
Okay, so, but it wasn't finished until after his death, correct? Or what did it come out?
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Because I think the answer is the Haunted Mansion. He worked on it and he supervised it, but it didn't open until after his death.
Then probably the one I'm looking for is that he fully saw through. Because it's
fully
not-
saw through. Okay.
You probably know more about this than I do.
It was 1967.
It's very similar. Good story ride. Lots of characters has been used to create movies from it since.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, that's correct. Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm going to give you that because I think you knew more about it then. I think my question was not as clear as you were looking for.
That's okay. No, yes, you're right. Pirates of the Caribbean opened.
I think I probably should have said he fully supervised before his death.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's a great ride. They've changed it a little bit. They've added all the Johnny Depp stuff now. So that kind of is what it is. But it's still a good ride. Okay, kids. Kids question 4. This is a Disney World question. You've all been to Disney World. Savannah's been there a lot. What is the tallest ride at Disney World? Multiple choice. Is the tallest ride A, Space Mountain, B, Tower of Terror, C, Avatar, Flight of Passage, or D, Expedition Everest?
Okay, I think it's either Tower of Terror or Expedition Everest.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Disney World?
At Disney World. 3 of those rides are only at Disney World right now.
Expedition Everest is at
Disney World. It's in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, it's at Animal Kingdom.
I think it's Expedition Everest because it says Everest, like Mount Everest.
Mm. Savannah, do you agree, Elena?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got it right. That's correct. Yay. The tallest ride at Disney World is Expedition Everest at 60.8 meters high. I don't know how many feet that is.
Be about 180 plus feet.
Wow.
Yes. Things can be built in Orlando higher than 200 feet for whatever reason.
It's because aviation codes. Yes, you have to put air lights on it if it is over 200 feet. So Disney has things that go up to like 180, 190 something feet, essentially.
Yeah, very close. Mm-hmm. Tower of Terror is close as well, but I think it's slightly under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those are very tall.
Tower of Terror is really fun, though.
In Lagoon, there's the ride. There's the Cannibal ride that is like 200-something feet. It's like 203 feet, I think.
Yeah, that could be. It's probably not in a flight zone, like where planes are flying around.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A little more room. Not next to the airport. Okay. Parents question 4. So, Disney World, now we're getting to where Disney World, these are a little bit chronological for the first little bit. Disney World opened in October 1st, 1971. How much was adult admission to Walt Disney World on opening day in 1971? Was it A, $1.50, B, $3.50, C, $5.50, or D, $7.50?
Okay, I'm going to throw in my completely uneducated guess, and then I'll pass it off to you, Mike. In 1971, it's still an expensive place. I'm going to say $5.50.
Yeah, Zach, to be honest with you, your guess is as good as mine on this one. I do know that we're probably still doing the tickets at the time. So admission, it costed money to get into the park, but then you had to buy tickets to do attractions as well. So but there was a cost to get in as well. So I don't know.
Okay. So what do you think? Let's say $3.50 or $5.50. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, let's do $3.50.
Ooh, you are right. Good job. That was a hard one. Good deductive reasoning there.
I didn't realize that people got into the park and then bought individual tickets for rides.
Yeah. Yeah, for a very long time, that was the system, is that they came in like a packet, and you could purchase different packets, and they had like different types of tickets. So e-tickets were like the top attractions, and there was D-tickets, C-tickets, B-tickets.
All right. Kids, question 5. one of our favorite Disney parks, Disney World parks, is Epcot. So Epcot is an acronym. Everything, all those letters stand for something. What does the COT stand for in Epcot is the question. And there's a bonus point. Just for the regular point, you just need to know what the COT stands for. But for a bonus point, you can know what EPCOT stands for. Any ideas?
I know the T stands for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we know the T is tomorrow. What would you guess the O stands for then?
Something like advancement, but with an O. Like,
what if I give you the O? The O is of.
Oh, of. Okay, so.
So it's the something of tomorrow.
The
candy.
The candy of tomorrow. Savannah, do you know?
Community.
Community?
Yeah.
Creation?
No, she's right.
It is?
Community of
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yes.
Okay.
So Walt created a community of tomorrow. Do you happen to know what type of community of tomorrow it is? What is the EP? Savannah, do you know?
Extra special.
No, this is the bonus question. So it's extra hard.
Is it like really hard? Not
easy. It is really hard. There are words that you might not even know. All right, Mike, Zach, do you know this? Could you do this kid's question?
The experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
Yes, that's it. Epcot is the experimental prototype community of tomorrow. So Walt was creating ideas for what our communities could be now, like what this is 50 something years later. And this was his idea of what it could be living in the future.
It looked very different, the original prototype. People were going to live there.
Yeah, he wanted people to actually live there too, like in a community. But it became a theme park. All right, parents question 5. Oh, and there is a bonus question with parents question 5. What was the first international Disney park? And bonus question, if you know what year it opened.
Mike, was it Tokyo?
No, I believe it was Euro Disney, right? It was now called Disneyland Paris. I believe it was Euro Disney, and I don't know the year, though.
All right, right? Well, I'll go with you on Euro Disney. Let's pick a year. What do we think? What do we think decade?
I know that I am now second guessing.
Is that your final answer?
Let's go with Euro Disney.
Okay. It was Tokyo Disney.
No!
In 1982, Euro Disney or Disney Paris was 1992. So a full decade later.
Oh, it was 10 years. Okay. Wow.
Well, I was either going to get a point on that question or a moment of pride. So I'll take it.
There you go. Sorry.
Okay, that is the end of round one. So it is time to check in with Zach for where we're at with points.
All right, after that last question, Team Kids have 5 points, Team Parents 4.
We got all of them right.
You're batting perfect in round one.
Round 2 of Disney Parks Trivia. We lost Marshall for round 2. He's safe. He's just not here. But we have Elena and Savannah still on Team Kids. And Zach and Uncle Mike on Team Parents. So round 2 questions are harder, a little more sporadic and random. Most of your guys is still Zach and Mike are history related. And there's some bonus points you can get with the last question. So let's go. So kids question 6. Savannah, have you been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
You have?
No. Yeah, when I was a baby, though.
Oh, when you were a baby. Okay. Well, my kids have not been to Disneyland. So this is a Disneyland question.
Yeah, she was two.
All right. This is a Disneyland question. You may or may not know, but you're going to have to maybe just take a guess. There is a ride at Disneyland called the Matterhorn that is not at Disney World. And there is a Yeti inside the Matterhorn, and that Yeti has a name. So what is the Yeti inside the Matterhorn's name? Multiple choice. It is A, Hank, B, Harold, C, Herbert, or D, Herman, the Yeti. Which do you think it is?
I have never heard of that ride, and I have never heard of that Yeti, so I'm just going to guess Herman because I want that to be its name.
That sounds like a really good Yeti name.
Yeah. Herman the Yeti.
Harold sounds a little weird for a Yeti or something.
Harold?
So I'm going to think of an actual Yeti name.
Okay. Do you think it's Harold?
I would name the Yeti. I forgot the name.
What about Harold doesn't sound Yeti to you?
It sounds like a person name.
Yeah, not a Yeti name. Well, whoever created that Yeti then just was not on the same page as you guys, because his name is Harold. Harold the Yeti.
What?
Yep, and he is the main antagonist of the Disneyland attraction of the Matterhorn bobsleds. He's a vicious monster that lives on the Matterhorn, attacking humans that dare to enter into the mountain. So he is Harold. I wonder if it's Harold because Harold is shortened to Harry. Harry Yeti.
Harry
the Yeti.
See, I was thinking Harry and the Hendersons. He's kind of a Yeti-like character. He's a Bigfoot.
So that's my only guess as to why they named him Harold. I did not do more research into that.
Yeah, he's pretty scary for a Disney attraction. If you get a good look at him.
Yeah, he's not super friendly. You have to look up a picture. Look up a picture on the old Googles.
I'm pulling it up for her right now on the cell phone.
He does not look like a Harold. He looks like a scary Yeti attacking monster.
He is a scary Yeti attacking monster.
But that would have been a long name.
Okay. That would have been a long name. Okay. All right. Let's go to parents' question six. So this is going a little back to what Mike was talking about with the opening of Disneyland. So parents' question six, how long did the construction of Disneyland take? Was it A, 1 year and 1 day, B, 2 years and 2 days, C, 3 years and 3 days, or D, 4 years and 4 days? How long did it take to construct Disneyland?
And without multiple choice, I'd be guessing like 10 years. So I'm impressed with any of those. I'm looking around town and I've seen projects going on for 4 years that are a whole lot smaller.
Yeah, I don't know.
Knowing that Mike's was right about that it was fast.
Yeah, they had to rush it. I'm going to guess 2 years and 2 days.
I'll go with you.
That probably would have made for a better opening, but it was 1 year and 1 day.
The entire park?
The entire park. I mean, it was a lot smaller.
But from groundbreaking to opening to customers in 1 year.
Yes. I mean, the planning and stuff, but from when they actually began construction to opening to customers.
Yeah, and it wasn't quite finished from what I understand.
Yep. 1 year and 1 day. I think it was supposed to be 1 year, but they had to move it.
That makes me feel really lazy on my house projects.
Yeah. We've been working on stuff since COVID.
If we just give the cement one extra day, it will be all right.
Nope. Open.
Okay, kids, question 7. According to many stories, Walt Disney intentionally designed Disneyland so a person would encounter what important item in no more than 30 steps, or about 27 feet. So every 30 steps you take in Disneyland, you are going to find one of these important things, these everyday items. Something you're going to need when you're at an amusement park, you're doing stuff, they're around places, you're often looking for one. We were looking for one quite a bit when we were in New York recently.
Yeah, big cities bathroom? Don't have them as much.
Ooh, a bathroom. That would be nice. That would be a lot of bathrooms if there was one every 30 feet, though.
I think you're on the right track, though.
You're on the right track. Any ideas, Savannah?
What do you have to look for after you're done eating?
Ooh, other than a bathroom.
Other than a bathroom. More quickly.
A napkin?
Ooh, that's a good one too. Okay, where does that napkin need to go?
Where does it go when you're done with it?
A trash can?
Yes, that is correct. And Mike, you probably know if this is true or not, but there's many, many stories and indications that Walt Disney sat and watched people around, or he had someone else do it, and said, how many steps will a person take before they throw their trash on the ground? And he decided it was 30 steps. And so every 30 steps, there is a trash can.
Yeah, that's the lore.
Yeah, that's as legend goes.
Legends go, they did a lot of scientific experiments. Yeah, about
social science.
Yeah.
Right. So, but there still is, I believe, that is true, that there are many, many trash cans. Parents, question 7. So how fast Disney was completed was in 1 year and 1 day. How much did Disneyland cost to complete? Was it A, $7 million, B, $10 million, C, $17 million, or D, $71 million? And this was in 1955.
Oh, 1955 money. Mike, what do you think about 17?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I would say 10 is too of a round number. 7 seems low, but it was 1955, and they didn't have a bunch of attractions yet. I'm going to go with you were right about the Tokyo Disneyland, and I was a terrible not to trust you on that. And I went gung-ho and said Euro Disney, so I'm going to trust you, well, your gut.
Now we'll be even when I'm wrong.
Let's do it.
All right. Will you? No, you were correct. Right. It is $17 million, which is the equivalent now to $164 million. Well, in 2020, it was the equivalent to $164 million. That's quite a bit of money, but not insane. Like, that's less than I would have thought.
Yeah, $164 million for a whole park.
But like Mike said, it wasn't what it is now. It was much smaller. Okay, kids. Walt Disney World has a total of 27,000 acres on Walt Disney World, approximately, in its resort. It's the largest theme park in the world. So, in comparison, how many Disneylands do you think you can fit inside Disney World? Would you think you could fit A, 15 Disneylands, B, 51 Disneylands, C, 105 Disneylands, or D, 501 Disneylands into Disney World?
What do you think, Savannah?
You're reminding me of my math homework.
If Walt had two different parks, and one of them is 27,000 acres, and one, I don't know how many acres Disneyland is. It was much smaller than that. How many times can you fit Disneyland inside Disney World?
Oh,
knowing that Savannah was a baby when she went to Disneyland and Lena's never been there. It's significantly smaller.
B? I'm just guessing. I'm just completely guessing.
Savannah, do you agree? Should we go with Elena's gut?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good job, because that is correct.
Yes.
You can fit 51 Disneylands inside of Disney World.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
But that includes the roads, the resorts.
Yes. That includes the roads, the resorts, all the property.
Yeah, the conservation area.
Yeah, I mean, you have that whole area where, like, all the jungle animals live. Like, there's a lot. Okay, parents question 8. A little Disneyland history. There are some very old things in Disneyland, but what is the oldest thing in Disneyland? There's a little bit of lore behind this, so maybe you happen to know. What is the oldest item, oldest thing that exists in Disneyland?
Oldest thing. Are we talking about a ride, a building?
It is an item that was had to be transported there.
Item.
It's like an artifact of some sort.
Yes. Yes. It's kind of a cute little story about Walt, too, is involved. So maybe I thought you might have heard it, Mike.
I don't know this. I don't know this anecdote.
All right.
Sure. I don't know if it were a ride. Frequently, it's the carousel is transported.
Sure. But it's the oldest item, like, at all.
It's very old.
Okay, so it is a petrified tree in Frontierland, and it's believed to be 70 million years old. And according to the plaque, this petrified tree was part of a subtropical forest that is now Colorado's Pikes Petrified Forest. But the reason it's in Disneyland is because Walt and Lillian were celebrating their 31st anniversary with a trip to Colorado and the Pike Forest fossil beds. And while there, Walt purchased the remains of one of the trees that weighed over 5 tons and donated the tree in Lillian donated the giant petrified tree to Disneyland. So he bought it as a gift for her, and then she donated it to Disneyland, and now it's in Frontierland.
And then they shipped it all the
way shipped it from Colorado. Wow. To Disneyland, and it's the petrified tree in Frontierland.
So that 70 million year old tree is older than the carousel, you're saying?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yes. So there you go. There's a little Disney history tidbit. Kids, question 9, the second to last question. So there are many very classic rides at Disneyland and Disney World and in Disney parks. There's some that are very just iconic to Disney, and you think about them. So, which of these rides can you find at all 6 Disney theme parks all around the world? This ride is in every single one of them, and there's only one. Is it A, Dumbo the Flying Elephant, B, It's a Small World, C, Mad Hatter's Teacups, or D, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? Which one is in all 6 Disney parks?
I would say It's a Small World because that's kind of like what it's about.
It's a good guess. Savannah, do you think that too?
I think that too, but I also kind of think it's Teacups.
Ooh, those are very iconic as well.
That would be my second guess.
So it is Dumbo the Flying Elephant, in fact.
Really?
Wow. Dumbo the Flying Elephant.
Yeah. I would have picked your choices.
I would have as well. It first opened at Disneyland in 1955. Also, it appears at Shanghai Disney, Hong Kong Disney, Disneyland Paris, and Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom, and Tokyo Disney. It's the only attraction you'll find in all 6 theme park resorts. And I believe It's a Small World is in all of them except Shanghai.
Yes.
That's what I read. Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know about the teacups. I didn't look that one up, but It's a Small World is in almost all of them.
That makes sense.
Not China.
Not China. Hong Kong, yes, but Shanghai, no. Okay, parents, second to last question. This is a similar question, but a little different. Which of these rides has the distinction of being placed in a different land in every Disney park that has it? Not every Disney park has this ride, but in every Disney park that it's in a different land. Is it A, the Haunted Mansion, B, Pirates of the Caribbean, C, Space Mountain, or D, Big Thunder Mountain? Which of these rides is in a different land in every Disney park?
Zach, do you
I'm trying to think just logically. Space Mountain is inherently futuristic. Big Thunder is inherently frontier. Pirates might be the vaguest.
I believe I know this answer. I am scared to be so confident again, but I believe the answer is the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Because it is in Liberty Square at Walt Disney World. It is in New Orleans Square at Disneyland. It's in like Mystic, it's called Mystic Manor at one of them. And it's in a different place. It's in a different place
every year. In Tokyo Disneyland, it's in Fantasyland. And in Disneyland Paris, it's located in Frontierland, in fact. And it's only at those four. So, yes, I think it's Mystic Manor in Tokyo Disney, I believe, which is in Fantasyland. So, yeah, it is. It is Haunted Mansion. You were confident for a reason, Mike. Kids, this is something that you might not know much about because it's kind of for adults. But maybe you'll know this. We've talked about it before, I think, my kids. And there is some bonus points that you can get. In fact, I'll let your, if your parents want to let you, I'll let you help them get the bonus. I'll let them help you get the bonus points if they want. So kids, question 10. What is the name of the VIP club at Disneyland and World that costs thousands of dollars and it's very exclusive to join? And generally only like celebrities and very rich people can be a part of it. What is the name of that club at Disneyland and Disney World?
I've heard of it, but I forgot it completely. I don't know.
You said we could help?
You can help if you want to. This one's a very hard question.
Do you want multiple choice?
Okay, do you want multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a number. Is it called Club 11, Club 22, Club 33, or Club 44?
It's either 22 or 33, I think.
Yeah, it's 33.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Club 33 it is. Yes. Good job. 2 points for you guys. Club 33. So here are some bonus points. And you could just guess some large round numbers. How much per year does it cost to be a part of Club 33? So you could get up to 4 points because there's two different costs at Disneyland versus Disney World. Disneyland's a little less. So how much do you have to pay to get in? And then how much do you have to pay every year to stay a member? What do you think at each park?
To get in, I would guess it's like a bunch. Somewhere in the...
multiple thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, take a stab. They're pretty round numbers of thousands of dollars.
Like hundreds of thousands?
Not hundreds of thousands. Okay. Tens of thousands.
50,000, I guess. I'm just...
Okay. Guessing. Savannah, do you think? Do you throw out a number? How much do you think it is to get in? How much money might you have to...
I just want to guess.
Yeah. Your parents can help you with this.
How much money?
How much money?
It would cost to join the exclusive Club 33 club.
Whoa. How much money would it be? I do not know.
I'm going to do this. I am going to go to parents question 10, and then I'm going to give you bonus question options, and then both the kids or you guys could answer as many of those extra questions as you can. Cool. For more bonus points. Okay, so parents question 10. How many times has Walt Disney World been closed since it first opened? How many times has it had to close? Mike, you might know this.
Disney World?
Disney World.
So this is since 1971.
Since 1971. It has closed how many times? And they've all been not on purpose. Or like they had to be for a reason.
I mean, COVID was one.
COVID was one. Are there others? There have been major hurricanes that have affected it.
Yeah.
Probably a handful of times. And then 9/11 is also a major time. My guess would be 7 times. But Hurricane Charlie, for sure. I know it had to close. Hurricane Irma had to close. Then there was Matthew. Recently had to close last year for a little bit. I don't know.
So this says 8 times.
That has closed
8 times, and those hurricanes you listed, as well as, 9/11, COVID-19, which was for the longest, Hurricane Floyd in 1999, and there was a power failure in 2002 that required it to close. So basically, those hurricanes, and those were all supposed to be bonus points. You get as many bonus points for listing the reasons. So I don't know that I should give you that. So what if I just let you guys and the kids try to figure out how much it costs to get into Club 33? And then you could...
I know this answer together. I believe.
Okay.
So that would be $25K initially.
Yep.
And then it's a 10 grand annual.
Yes.
Don't know.
That's correct.
But I think it's similar, but a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, so that's what I have here for Disneyland. And then Disney World, it says $33,000 to join. And the annual fee is $15,000, which is just insane. I mean, if you have that kind of money, you have that kind of money.
Yeah, I feel like if I were a multimillionaire, that's worth it.
Yeah, if I were Johnny Depp, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Get all the privileges, be able to enjoy it. Also, those celebrities can't really enjoy those parks
without it.
So how many bonus points did we get?
I don't know. Maybe the bonus points were not real and they were just a discussion. I would say Mike got at least 2 for you guys because he definitely got $25,000 and the $10,000. So let's add 2 to parents because I think you needed it. Okay, so if the parents got 2 bonus points, Zach, we're at the end. How many points did parents and kids get?
Well, those 2 points took us up to 10 points for the day. Team Kids, 11 points.
You still lost.
Oh, we lost. We did it.
You did it. You
nice
did
work,
it. You
lost.
Team Kids.
You figured it out. Well, good job, kids.
I've yet to win on this podcast.
Yeah, you have yet to win? That was kind of designed that way.
Yeah, and that was my design.
Yeah. Well, your questions were much harder, and we gave them a lot of helps. But, well, good job. Savannah, you do have a lot of Disney knowledge there. And Elena, you did good as well.
Thank you.
Great job, Team Kids.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.